Vayter and Shas, we're in Chulin, Daf Lamed Dalad. Picking up on Lama Gilma Beis, Badabam at a page 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshaya. So we're going to take a look at another pshat. It's continuing on in the sugya over here. Halcha b'chulin shenas latar sakosha skinan. And by the way, this is the answer that I imagine everyone was waiting for from the get-go. See the difference as per why it would be that we're worried that a sheni wouldn't make it shlishi, so why would you even say that there's no issue over here? And the Gemara says that we're dealing with chulin shenas latar sakodesh. And therefore, right, this type of chulin does become a shlishi through concept with a sheni. And what's a sheni? It would be unclean hands. With the Lokreb Yeshua, and the Mishnah does not go along with Rabbi Yeshua, who said that even that chulin that's al taras hakodesh cannot become a shlishi. Okay, so now that's Ditanan. We're going to the Mishnah. Eliezer Omer, ochel rishon. Somebody who eats food that is a rishon. Then Rishon, he becomes a Rishon. Sheni, when he eats food that's a Sheni, ends up being a Sheni. Shlishi, when he eats food that's a Shlishi, he himself becomes a Shlishi. The Chacham, where it goes there, that a person who eats food that's Tami becomes Tami himself. And this is why, so lest it be that somebody while he's eating and drinking, a person might go ahead and drink Truma, some sort of liquid of Truma, and be metabolized through the contact with the food already in his mouth. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ochel rishon visheni sheni. Somebody who eats rishon or sheni ends up becoming a sheni. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the person eating tummy food doesn't always go to the same degrees of food. Shlishi, somebody shlishi sheni lekodesh ve'ein sheni letruma. One who eats food that's a shlishi becomes a sheni in reference to kodesh, but does not become a sheni in reference to truma. Bechulin shenasa taras truma. This is talking about chulin that was set up and on the level of truma. Altar is truma in, altar is a kodesh low. So Rabbi Yeshua's mashmalos is that the din about eating a shlishi does apply to chulin that was prepared on the level of tars of truma, but not on tars of kodesh. Kasavar chulin shenasa tars of kodesh, lasu shlishi. He knows that there is no shlishi over here. So since Rabbi Lazar explained that Mishnah is dealing with the chulin that was being prepared on the level of tar of kodesh, and implying that this chulin can become a shlishi, it must be that's not going with the finger of Rabbi Yeshua. Let Rabbi Lazar explain this mishnah. Just set it up as peep turn the page. Amadat almanav bechulin shenasa taras truma, with chulin that was on the level of truma. The Rabbi Yeshua, and then we could say this is going in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua is masking that chulin is preparing the level of tara. On that level of tar can become a shlishi. So why does the Mishnah not say that it can't go with Rabbi Yeshua? Lo salka daitach. You wouldn't think that the Mishnah is talking about a case of chulin that's prepared for the level of tars of truma. The Katani basar. Because this is basar. Dibi truma. If the Mishnah was dealing with chulin that's prepared on the level of truma, basar mi'ika? Is there such a thing that basar meat is prepared in the level of truma? Of tara? Of truma? Doesn't make any sense. Meat can't be truma because nobody treats this chulin in the level of truma. So Mishnah can't be talking about a chulin that was done for that type of level. Elamai, but kachim, must be we're talking about, it's set up as kachim. That can't be the case, because the Mishnah also includes a chaya, and that's not kachim. Chaya, but kachim ika. Is there a chaya that has to do with kachim? So how could you say that the Mishnah is dealing with chulin that's prepared for the level of tires of kachim? Basar, but basar, michlaf. The meat of a behemoth can be confused with the meat of a chaya. Therefore, those who treat their chulin food like kodesh will do so with the meat of a chaya also. But people are not going to confuse meat and fruit. That doesn't make any sense. So those who treat their chulin like truma will not do it with meat. The Mishnah therefore can't be talking about referring to chulin that's prepared for the tire of truma, but it can be explained as chulin that was prepared for the tire of kodesh, because they're making a mistake with the different meats of chaya and behemah. Amarula Chavraya Amrin, my Chaverim said that the Mishnah is dealing with Chulin Shanas Hataras HaKodesh Udalok Rabbi Yoshua, and it's not going to Rabbi Yoshua because Rabbi Yoshua says that this type of Chulin can't become a Shlishi. But I say that it is going according to Rabbi Yoshua, because I say Rabbi Yoshua says Chulin that was on Hataras HaKodesh can't become a Shlishi. Velomi Bai Kamer, Rabbi Yoshua is saying Velomi Bai. Lomi by Chul Shanasa Taras Kodesh, the Chamiri, which is more Chamor, the Ibai Shlish, the Isbu Shlishi, that has a Shlishi, Elafilu Chul Shanasa Taras Truma, Nami Isbu Shlishi, also has a Shlishi. Since this is what Rabbi Shua is saying, that it goes according to him. Man Chavraya, who is Chaverim that he's talking about of here, right, who hold that the Mishnah is not going to be Yoshua? Rabbi Rabbi Chanahi, Dom Rabbi Chanahi, Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Ahadre. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Lahadadi. What did Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua say back to each other about the opinion of each of them saying, like we said in the Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Matzinu Ochel Chamor Mina Ochel. We find that Midoraisha, the one eats a, one who eats a tummy food, is subject to tumma more severe, chamor, it's even more chamor than that of the food itself. The Ilu Nivla Of because let's say a person, the nevela of a kosher bird is outside a person's body, lometam, it's not going to tame anything that it touches. For ilu ochla, if one eats it and contaminates it, matame begadim abe sablia. So midaraisa, when the food contaminates the one who eats it, the degree of tumah is even more severe than the food itself. The anu, so we, the dechamim, the tumah, the person who eats any tame food, how can we not make the person who eats the food to be tummy the same degree of the food itself? So the one who eats a rishon becomes a rishon, a sheni becomes a sheni, a shlishi becomes a shlishi. Rabbi Yoshua says, we nivla sof tar lo gaminon. We can't learn out any other dinim through this idea of the nevela of a kosher bird. The chiddushu, that whole thing is a chiddush. It's a novelty. Just the opposite. We find that food, which such as tummy food, is subject to rules that are can be more chamor than those of the ones that eat it. Dilu Michael be kebetza, food is contaminated through contact with a kebetza of food. V'ochel ad ochel kechatzi pas. When we eat tummy food, it's not going to become tummy until it eats a amount that's the size of half a pas, which is two kebetzim. So we see that about the tumma, the food is more chamor when who eats it. V'anu hechnasa ochel kamechel. So we, how can we make one who eats tummy food equal to the degree of the tumah of the food itself? Rabbi Eliezer, what does he say back? Tumah mishirin lo gaminon. We can't learn out the laws of the degree of tumah from the measure that would cause tumah. V'yod, and furthermore, Rabbi Eliezer would say, l'dverecha, according to your words, Rabbi Yeshua, that the tumah of food is more chamah than the tumah of one who eats it. Sha'ata omer al rishon sheni yafeh omer. Now would you say that one who eats a rishon becomes a sheni? That makes sense, because the one who eats the tummy food takes a less degree than the tum of the food itself. Sheni, sheni lama. But why is it you said if someone is a sheni becomes a sheni? According to you, it should be lesser than the food itself. Amalo, he said back, Amatzina shasheni was a sheni, Adem Mashkin. We find in other cases that a sheni makes other and another a food that touches into a sheni through liquids. If a sheni food touches a food that is something that is wet, it turns the surface liquid into a rishon, and then that turns the food itself into a sheni. So you find such a case. Amar lo, he said back to him, v'ham mashken nami tchilavu. In the case you just brought, this liquids are considered a rishon. Now we're not in the Mishnah. Kol hapos of a truma, anything that's going to pass on by truma, you're touching it. Like for example, a sheni, which makes truma a shlishi through contact, Tami mashkel neos tchila, makes the liquids become a tchila, a rishon. Chutz mitful yom, except for a tful yom, is going to mix up truma through contact, but does not can make the liquid of a rishon, tame. Doesn't make the liquids tame of a rishon. Since sheni foods make liquid a rishon through contact, you should say that one of each a sheni becomes a rishon, not a sheni. Load and furthermore, shlishi sheni lama, why would shlishi become a sheni? In reference to Kodesh, with this din, then you're making a higher degree of tum even more than the food itself. Amlo, he said, Afani lo amarti elevatruma. Even I, who said that one who eats a shlishi becomes a sheni, in reference to Kodesh, said only about one who eats food that was prepared in the level of tires of truma. One who eats a shlishi of food should certainly become a sheni. Shetarasa, because the state of tara of the truma, beep, turn the pesam tama base, tuma he eats a Kodesh, is considered tuma in reference to Kodesh, meaning the standard of Tara that's held by those who eat Truma isn't enough for those who eat Kodesh. And something considered Tara by those who do Truma is suspected of being Tamei for those who do the level of Kodesh. So food or Truma, the food of a Truma standard that became a Shlishi in references being at least a Sheni at the Kodesh, one who eats one who's going to eat it is going to become a sheni in reference to Kodesh. Like he actually ate a sheni. All right, now we talked about who exactly the author of our Mishnahs was. Right? Who's the author of the Mishnah? Now let's get into some ideas of Dinim about someone who eats tummy food. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochan, Amar Rabbi Yanai. Halcha shlishi shel chulin, someone who eats a shlishi of chulin shenasa tarz hakodesh, nasa gufo shen hakodesh, his body becomes a sheni in reference to kodesh. Esa feklimar, esa Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Asi, shlishi sheni lekodesh ve'ein sheni letruma. Rabbi Shua says that if somebody eats a shlishi, he becomes a sheni in reference to kodesh, does not become a sheni in reference to truma. V'chulin shenas lataras truma. So this is talking about chulin that was done on the level of tav truma. It says mashma altaras truma in. That's going to apply to that case. Altaras kodesh lo. Doesn't apply to when you eat chulin that were done with altaras kodesh. Kodesh. How can we say this applies to the one who ate a shlish of chulin made on the level of Tarav Kodesh? Amar le-yei-yei-yei. Right, so the Rabbi Shua's statement is mashma that this type of chulin can't even become a shlishi. Amar le-yei, he says, Rabbi Zeir, lo mi bai kum, it's lo mi bai. That is like, lo mi bai, you don't even have to tell me that the din applies to chulin that was done al Tarav Kodesh, because this type of chulin can certainly become a shlishi. But it even applies to a chulin that were prepared in the level of Tarav Truma. Because this type of chulin also can be a shlishi. Says the Gemara, Rav Shua says at the end of this back and forth, he said that even I said this din, that one who eats a shlishi becomes a sheni, only references a chulin that was made on Tarav Truma. So Rabbi Rechama quoted this statement, including this of Rabbi Yeshua in the name of Yochanan. How could Rashi say that in the name of Yochanan, the evil one who eats a shlishi of chulin that was prepared in the level of Tarav Kodesh becomes a sheni? After the Gemara, I'm a Rayin in of Alibid Rav Yochanan. Machlokas, I'm a Rayin in the world of Rav Yochanan. Okay, gotta love it. Two different opinions. Whether Yeshua actually made the statement just said, is a Machlokas, I'm a Rayin. Rabbi Rav Chana says that it's Rav Yochanan's opinion of Yeshua did say it. Vashi says that it was opinion of Yochanan, and Yeshua did not say it. Vashi, therefore, quotes Rav Yochanan saying that one who eats a shlishi of chulin becomes a sheni in reference to Kodesh, even if the shlishi was of chulin that was prepared on the level of Taras HaKodesh. Amar Ula. Alchol shlishi shachulin shenasa Taras HaTruma. Some of the shlishi has done in Taras HaTruma. If so, gufo melacha v'truma. His body becomes pasul from eating truma because he himself becomes a shlishi. And even though he's not going to be contaminated by touching it, because truma can't go past shlishi, it's also for him to eat the truma. My Kamashma, what do you teach me? Tanina, we already have this in the Mishnah that says Shlishi Sheni Lakodesh Vein Sheni Latruma. Bechulin Sherasa Altaris Truma. Sheni Hudalohavi. How Shlishi Avi is Shlishi. So what are you telling me? Email he, if you would learn it out. From that, Havamina Lo Sheni Avi Lo Shlishi Avi. It wouldn't be either one. Rav is a Truma. Vaidu the Amar Sheni Bekodesh. But since Rav Judah said it's considered Sheni Rav is a Kodesh, Amarami Ein Sheni Betruma. He said also that the eater is not considered a sheni in reference to truma, but he didn't mean to be mashma that the eater is considered a shlishi in reference to truma. Kamashvalan therefore comes to tell you, well, he's telling us now the eater is considered a shlishi in reference to truma, and is disqualified from eating it. If Amnuna comes on the attack, comes against Ula. Rishon Rishon is tummy and it's going to be metame truma through contact, makes it a sheni. A sheni posel v'ena metame. A sheni is going to posel truma, touching it, making a shlishi if it doesn't contaminate it as a sheni. A shlishi nechal b'nezida dema. A shlishi can be eaten even if it's with a stew that has truma with mixed into it. Chulin, it's mixed in a stew with truma, got to be kept on a level to have truma. The Iyamr, then if you want to say that when a person eats a shlishi of chulin and it's kept on the level of Tarav Truma, nifsa gufa milachal b'truma, his body becomes pasul from eating truma because it becomes a shlishi, so how can we eat this stew over here? So finim le'imidi depasul le'gufe? Question mark. We do that? So finim le'imidi depasul le'gufe? allowed to feed him something that will contaminate him and disqualify his body from eating truma? Also for a person to eat something that can, that's going to be mitame his body, since the Mishnah allows him to eat the shlishi, he must be kum to chushnara, and eating it doesn't make his body shlishi, therefore it does not disqualify him from eating truma. How could you say the eater is disqualified from eating truma? And for t'ula amar lei, hanichlin nizidadema, leave, ignore the, forget the case of stew that has the truma, put that aside. Beep, turn the page, lemon ham and alf, lucky kazais for the b'chidei achilas pras. In that case, there's no possibility of eating an olive's amount, a gezeis of truma, within kedichas pras. So even if the stew became tameh and one eats it, he won't be chayav for being over an iser daraisa against eating contaminated truma. Therefore, the chulin, which makes up the bulk of the stew, doesn't have to be kept on a level of tire of truma. That's why the Mishnah allows it to be eaten. But chulin that are prepared, a tire's truma, can become pasul, become tameh as a shlishi. And one who eats them becomes a shlishi himself. Those can't be eaten since it's forbidden to contaminate oneself. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.